Democrats. Lane had a lot of political experience and military experience even before he came to Kansas. He was a colonel in the Mexican War, and he served one term in the U.S. House representing the state of Indiana. But he made a big political mistake. He voted for the Kansas-Nebraska bill in 1854, and he realized his blunder. He wasn't going to be reelected. A lot of these Ohio River Valley Democrats that voted the Kansas-Nebraska Act were defeated, and the Republicans took control of U.S. Congress. But Lane got out before re-election and came to Kansas to resuscitate his political career. So he came out with plenty of experience, political experience and military experience, which was perfect for Kansas territory. I mean, there was a civil war going on out here, and he stepped right into it, and he was pretty important politically and militarily leading the Free State cause out here in Kansas. However, he was not trusted, particularly by New Englanders, abolitionists, the Robinsons, people like that, Charles Robinson. And so there was a conflict between those two, and really a political rivalry between, almost hatred between the two men. And Jim Lane was probably one of the greatest orators the state's ever seen. I mean, he was spellbinding, mesmerizing speaker, and he was a talented orator, speaker, and he gathered, you know, a lot of people came just to hear Jim Lane speak. Whether or not they agreed with him, they came for the theatrics of it. And a lot of people say that the man had high political aspirations. Some people say, you know, maybe if he would have lived, he might have been elected president. But